Anyone that has spent time in the parklands around the suburbs of London during the last 3 decades couldn't have failed to see, or at least hear, the ring-necked parakeets. Bright green with the red beak, they are noisy and gregarious, even drawing the attention of those with very little interest in birds. In the early 70s, a small population of mysterious origins that frequented the gardens of Kingston-upon-Thames started to spread, initially quite slowly, first to Richmond, then Kew, and on to Hampstead. The large gardens of the wealthier parts of the capital provided rich pickings at the bird tables, and their journey via the stepping stones of the city's generous parks helped their expansion. By the turn of the new century, they were in all of London's satellite counties. Now they are here in the centre of Norwich, with that piercing squawk. The ring-necked parakeet is among us, and, like elsewhere in the country, is here to stay. The ring-necked, or occasionally referred to as the ring-nosed, parakeet, originates from India, being a versatile and adaptable bird. They are distributed across a variety of habitats, feeding on buds, berries, seeds and nuts. British parakeets always dominate bird tables, taking whatever kitchen scraps are provided. The species is often kept as an aviary bird in the UK, and it's possible that escapees form the basis of our feral population. Although there are many imported birds kept in aviaries, and many of them escape, so why did the ring-necks prosper? And why was the initial population concentrated in one area? Whatever their roots, ring-necked parakeets have firmly established themselves as a British breeding bird, and unlike the majority of our native species, are continuing to increase in number. There are worrying indications that the spread of the ring-necked parakeet is having a detrimental effect on some native birds. Surprisingly, the parakeets are likely to breed very early in the year, often in old woodpecker nests, denying them to secondary cavity nesters such as the nuthatch and starling. There is even a suggestion that the birds will forcibly evict great spotted woodpeckers from their newly excavated nests. Working in nature conservation, I'm only too aware of the devastating consequence a problematic non-native species can have on a balanced ecosystem, and the Norfolk Wildlife Trust is already fighting battles on many fronts. The jury is still out on the consequences of the ring-necked parakeet's arrival in Norfolk. Some ornithologists have called for a cull, and other experts suggest it is too early to say whether they're causing a problem or not. Whatever the evidence, the official government line is that it is not cost-effective for a cull. The plain fact is that the consequences of human activities on the fortunes of our native birds are substantially worse than any of the ring-necked parakeet's behaviour. Whatever the outcome of their arrival in Norfolk, some people will enjoy seeing this colourful addition and welcome them into our parks and gardens, and perhaps, like me, think they're a little too exotic to be flying around a rugby pitch. Either way, in our wildlife-depleted cities and towns, the parakeets are telling a new story, one of survival and the ability to overcome the odds, in a world that presents increasing challenges to our wild inhabitants.